In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. First, blessed fast and revival of St. Mary. And I would like to thank Abuna Yunen and Abuna James for their invitation. May God bless their service and keep their priesthood always. Our topic tonight is about the virtue of mercy, becoming like the Father. How can we grow in the virtue of mercy? And the theme verse will be, therefore be merciful, just as your Father also is merciful. Let's get an introduction first. So mercy is one of the attributes of God. So God is so merciful and compassionate, and God always is ready to forgive, to restore, and to withhold the punishment that we deserve because of our sins. So basically, from the beginning, we deserved the sentence of death, but God, because of his mercy, decided to save us and to forgive us our sins and to grant us eternal life. And he is calling us to imitate him in his mercy. In Exodus 34, he says, "The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin." So God is willing to forgive and to be compassionate towards sinners, to be patient with us when we fail to be good. He is ready to forgive us even if we are weak, when we stumble, when we are not able to be good and walk in the way of righteousness and holiness. He is tender toward the weak, and he is faithful even if we are unfaithful. So he remains faithful and merciful despite our unfaithfulness. Let's discover today, in order to grow in the virtue of mercy, we will first focus on the negative part. For the positive part to shine, we need first to, you know, focus on the negative. When we see the negative part, the positive will shine. Okay, so today we first will start by seeing obstacles that hinder growth in the virtue of mercy. We will have seven obstacles, which are pride, resistance to correction, rebellion, unforgiveness, indifference, self-centered living, and stubbornness. Those are seven obstacles that can be in the way of growing in the virtue of mercy. And of course, we will learn seven ways how can we grow in the virtue of mercy, and they will be the opposite of those seven obstacles. First, the first obstacle is pride. So a proud person, they think that they are superior to others. They are quick to judge. They forget their own sins, their own weaknesses, their own shortcomings. And they are quick to judge others. They minimize their own weaknesses, and they focus on others' failures. And they forget that they live because of God's mercy. That's why their heart is so hard. And, you know, if you remember the parable that Christ said about the two people, the Pharisee and the tax collector, who went to the temple to pray. And look at the prayer of the Pharisee. He said, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithe of all that I possess." So this person actually was so proud. He saw everyone around him that they are sinners, bad people, evil sinners, and he's the only one who is good. And he is righteous, and that's why he had that kind of hardness of heart. He lacked mercy. He didn't have that mercy on his brother who was standing next to him. And that's why God withheld his mercy from him. And God said that that tax collector who beat his chest went out justified. The one who was justified, the one who had mercy, you know, in his heart, so God bestowed mercy on him. And the one who had the hard heart didn't receive mercy from God. So pride is usually connected to judgment and to criticism, and it produces hard heart. The second problem that can be an obstacle that hinder the growth and the virtue of mercy is resistance to correction. So it's when we are unwilling to accept advice and we become very defensive when someone tells us about something that we need to correct and or we need to work on. And you find this person is usually rejecting compliance with rules and laws and regulations. So this person, when you try to just touch anything wrong that they do, they flip. They don't like this. I'm doing the right thing. So that person's heart is very hard. It's not soft enough. It's not easy going. And this was very obvious in the story of King Saul when he was confronted twice about his mistakes. One time he offered an unlawful sacrifice, and he was a king, he was not a priest. And the second time he was greedy, and he took from the spoils that God told him not to take from. And, you know, because he was not able to admit his faults, he was not able to say, I'm sorry. He resisted correction every time God sent him a message. So what happened? You know, God rejected him. That person lacked mercy in his heart. His heart was not soft. So that kind of person is not able to receive mercy from God. Actually, he received rejection from God. Number three is rebellion. And this part is about when I choose not to submit to God's authority or to God's commandments. And usually the heart is hard when there is continuous complaining. The person starts to complain over and over. So in every situation, the person's eye will pick the bad part, the negative part. The person is a complainer all the time. And this is what happened with the Israelites in the wilderness. They kept complaining about God's way with them, although God took them out of the land of Egypt, crossed the Red Sea for them, and he led them into the wilderness to the promised land, but they kept complaining about the food, the water, the heat. They wanted to go back to Egypt. So usually the person who rebels against God is lacking mercy. Their heart is hard. And there is a verse that says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." So actually, when we rebel against God, it's like witchcraft, it's like sorcery. It's like we're working with the devil. We're working for the devil against God. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness usually leads to bitterness, resentment, and desire for revenge. So someone who did something wrong to you, and you have, you know, those kinds of feelings for revenge. You want to go and slap them on the face. You want to go and, you know, tell them bad words or yell at them in front of everyone. Or you want to spread bad things about them, you know, in all over, you know, the place. When we do that, we lack mercy in our hearts. Our Lord Jesus Christ said this parable of the unforgiving servant, and it's basically a servant who had a giant amount of debt that he owed to his master, 10,000 talents, and that master decided to forgive his servant. And when he forgave him, he went out and he met his fellow servant who owed him just a little amount of that debt. So he dealt with him harshly and mercilessly. So the master told him, "I forgive you, and now you're not able to forgive your fellow servant." So usually unforgiveness is a sign of the hard heart. And when we talk about forgiveness in the ways to acquire the virtue of mercy, we will, clarify something. Indifference or lack of empathy. Sometimes a sign of the hard heart, that we are not able to be merciful when we don't care about others' emotions or circumstances. Like, I see people in pain, or they are going through hardships or tribulations or tough times, and just I say, I don't care. That's not my job. It's okay. They do whatever they do. I have my own life. When we don't share people's struggles and burdens, and we try to carry with them, that means that we don't have mercy in our lives and in our hearts. And actually, this will lead us sometimes even to be harsh on them and to judge them. So sometimes I see a person who is going through a certain situation. Instead of helping them, I may, from the external appearance, I actually may judge them falsely about something that they don't have. But because I don't have that mercy in my heart, I didn't give myself a chance to know what's happening in their lives. It was so obvious in the parable of the Good Samaritan that the priest and the Levite, they passed by that person who was injured on the road, and they just looked at him. And, they passed by, and they decided, to continue their day without even seeing what's happening with this person. Maybe they said, like, this person is injured, maybe he was half dead, but they didn't want to give him any kind of attention or to help him. The sixth obstacle that hinders the growth in the virtue of mercy is self-centered living. When life revolves around our own schedules, about me, about myself. So everything is happening around me. And when I sit with a group, it's all about myself. And I make people to serve my interests. And unfortunately, this will lead one to control even others, to be a controlling person, a bossy person. And this is what happened with the rich young man when he came to Christ, because all his life was around himself. And he asked him, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So Christ touched the wound. He told him, "Go sell what you have and come follow me." As if the person, "Excuse me, are you joking? No, there's no way I can do this." So he walked away and he was sad, because at this point, Christ, as if he asked him, "I need you to get out of yourself, and I want you to think about others and to think about God himself." So he didn't like what he listened, about what he heard from Christ. When we are self-centered, we cannot feel others. We cannot see others. As if we have this tunneled vision. We cannot see what's happening around us. We just see ourselves. So the heart is very hardened. The last obstacle that can hinder the growth in the virtue of mercy is stubbornness. When we insist on our own opinion, when we resist any kind of change or growth or renewal, or we resist any kind of constructive feedback or, you know, criticism or something like this, the person is very stubborn. So the person is very hard-headed. Do they just, you know, have something in their head and they insist on it? There's no way you can change them. At this point, there's no mercy. Of course, we're not talking about faith. When we're talking about, you know, the principles and the concepts of faith, we need to be, you know, we need to insist on our faith. We need to be very steadfast in the faith, of course. But we're talking about things that can have a room for flexibility and conversations. An example of this was King Rehoboam. King Rehoboam was the son of Solomon. He listened to the advice of the youth, and he ignored the advice of the elders. And what was the result? It was the division of the kingdom. Because he was very stubborn. He didn't listen. He insisted on his opinion. A lot of people tried to advise him, to warn him of the crisis that can happen, but he didn't listen. And what was the result? His life became miserable, and the life of his people and his kingdom became miserable. So a person's like stubbornness can cause a crisis and a misery to other people's lives as well. So the lack of mercy can affect not only one person, but can affect a group of people as well. Now we covered the 7 obstacles that can hinder the growth of mercy. Those obstacles, we can see them in our lives every day, in our personalities. Now the question is, how can we grow in the virtue of mercy? How can we acquire this beautiful virtue of mercy? Those will be the 7 opposites of what we just discussed. Will be humility, teachability, obedience, forgiveness, compassion, selflessness, and flexibility. Let's talk about them one by one quickly. The meaning of humility, as the fathers explained,